Welcome to our evening vespers. Please join me in the confession of sin as you find it on page 120 in the front part of the hymnary. Dearly beloved, we've come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and salvation. Oh, come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have strayed from Your ways like lost sheep. We have followed the devices and desires of our hearts. We have offended against Your holy law. We have done those things which we should not have done, and we have not done those things which we should have done. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Spare us and restore us according to the promises You have declared to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. For His sake, grant that we may live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of Your holy name. Lift up your hearts with joy. The Almighty and merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all of our sins, grace for true repentance and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise for the singing of our hymn. Scripture reading for our meditation this evening is taken from the book of Proverbs, the second chapter, verses 4 through 6. If you seek wisdom as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. If you've been following local news at all, there was a tragic car accident that happened over the weekend. And there were four students from Gustavus, members of their women's hockey team, and they were on a team bonding trip up to North Dakota. And on their way back, they were at an intersection, and someone, they're not sure yet who, but someone ran a stop sign. And three of the young ladies were hospitalized, although they're going to be okay. But one 19-year-old young lady had her life suddenly taken. And I wonder, what were they talking about in the car maybe 5 minutes before that? What were the things that were on their minds and their hearts? Preparing for a new season. Last year, their hockey team had great success, went to nationals, and probably were discussing the whole upcoming season. What was the last meal that they maybe ate together? What plans did they have for the upcoming week? I'm sure there were a lot of different things on their hearts and minds, and suddenly, just like that, one of them is in eternity. If you could have been in the car, let's say a half hour earlier, and in the discussion, just asked everybody, what percentage of your life do you think you've already lived? What percentage of your life do you think is already done? It would have been interesting to hear the kind of thoughts that they had. Not a single one of them, I'm sure, would have thought 100%. So what about me and what about you? What percentage of your life here on earth has already been lived? How much of a percentage is still left? It's interesting that God easily allows us to calculate from our birth till today. But what's going forward, that's an unknown number to us. That's something that we just don't really know at all. We'd like to think it's going to be a long time, and maybe for many or even most of us, it will be. But we just don't know. And that lack of knowledge about when that time is going to come for each one of us really is the primary reason why this college exists. And why this sanctuary is here, and why this institution makes such an important part of its life on campus, the spiritual listening to the Word of God, sitting at the feet of Christ and listening to what His Word says. And there are a lot of great things that you can learn here at Bethany, a lot of wonderful knowledge about the world and about life. There are great friends that you can establish here. Last weekend I spent about 4 hours with 25 or 30 of some of my best friends from Bethany. We're still very close friends. You'll probably have some great friends from this place. And you may learn some amazing things that go on to help you do some things that you would never have thought you'd be able to accomplish, or maybe nobody else would have thought you'd be able to accomplish. You might even meet your spouse here. I've asked over at our advancement office, they think it is probably anywhere between 800 and 1,000 couples through the years that came and met here at Bethany. It worked for me. But the bottom line is that this school exists to give you a deeper view of life and a lasting view of life into eternity, to prepare you for whenever that day may come that God decides to have your life come to an end. Moses says the great prayer of the church, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom, that we can become truly wise in the way that God wants us to be wise. So what is the source of this wisdom? Well, the text in front of us tells us the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. And it's that mouth of God that has put that word of his into Scripture, into the words that are before us in God's sacred word. And that's where true heavenly divine wisdom comes from, even for us today. And it begins by having us understand our true condition before God, understanding the nature of this fallen world that we live in and why 19-year-old young people have to die in car accidents. It explains the trouble and the problem that gets worked out in people's lives. It explains the sins that we tend to fall into ourselves and the great weaknesses that we have. Wisdom begins with giving us a true and accurate depiction of our real, honest condition before God, and that is hopeless. Hopelessness in ourselves. Absolutely hopelessness in ourselves. A man by the name of Johann Gerhard said this, in this wisdom, God must first put your soul to death before he can make it come to life. But that same wisdom that teaches us the reality of who we are shines even more brightly with the glorious teaching about our Savior. And that is the central truth of this Word of God. That's the central truth of divine wisdom, that God chose to look at us in our pitiful condition and to send his own Son into the world to become like one of us, to take on our human flesh and yet not fall into the sin that we've fallen into, to keep an absolutely spotless record before God the Father in heaven that he now gives to you and me. And by faith in him and what he did for us by his death on the cross, we have the full forgiveness of all of our sins. He has wiped clean the slate throughout our entire life. And because of that, we can be absolutely sure of everlasting life in heaven, no matter when that time may come in our life. So Jesus said to his disciples as well, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. These are they which testify concerning me." Years ago, I heard a professor who was telling a story about something. He had attended a large, enormous seminar, and there was a scholar from Oxford University who was supposedly a great scholar on the book of Amos. And he came to lecture out on the East Coast in some university. And this professor told me that he went to listen to this. And there were hundreds of people in the audience. And the scholar went on expounding about the book of Amos. And afterwards, this man who told me this stood up and raised his hand and asked the question. He said, "Can you summarize for me just in a few short words, what is the book of Amos all about?" And he said the man went on for a number of sentences, but really completely missed the point of everything and talked about the history of Israel and different things. About a month later, this same professor told me that he happened to attend a small little pastor's conference and a group of about 10 pastors. And there was a vicar, a young student pastor, that had been given the assignment of also giving a paper on the book of Amos. And when he got done with his little paper, he said to this young vicar, "Can you tell me what's the purpose of the book of Amos?" And the young man very beautifully expounded the gospel, and that it's all about Christ. It's all about this Savior that God is bringing into the world for us, and that by faith in him, we could have life in heaven. And this professor said, "Isn't it interesting that this other man had spent his whole life researching this book, but he never found the treasure that was in it." And here this young student pastor could so clearly expound that wonderful teaching. As Jesus says, "Search the Scriptures." That's where we find him. The text in front of us, God is encouraging us to dig. You know where the treasure is. And you're doing that right here tonight by sitting at the feet of Christ through his word and listening to that wonderful truth. Think how great it is that God could easily have just let us go on in our ignorance and have us just wander all over the world wondering and trying to figure out what this life and world is all about. But instead, he has chosen through the work of his Holy Spirit to come and display to us so beautifully in the pages of Scripture exactly the way to look at life wisely, always being prepared for the day that he will call us out of this life. And even though that may be decades, many decades down the road for you, there's still a tremendous application from that truth, not just to prepare you to go into eternity and to have heaven in your future, but how to live that faith even now today in your earthly life, all the way as you go throughout your life. May God bless your time here on Bethany's campus. May He give you hearts that continually want to seek and dig for the beautiful treasures that He gives us in His saving word. Amen.
Thank you. faithful through time and